Welcome back to What's on Tap. I am Sandy Max, and in this spotlight interview, I am excited to possibly introduce you to one of the slickest spots in the city with a stunning view that maybe you haven't seen from this perspective over the river. It is my pleasure to welcome back to What's on Tap from St. Kate the Arts Hotel, the private dining and events manager, Paul Simock. And Paul, you're throwing a summer solstice eve party on Saturday at the Upper Bar.
We are indeed up at Upper Bar. It's going to be a phenomenal time.
I would say we'll get to, I want to know the theme of the party and all those good things, but I really think the Upper Bar is stunning at any time of day or the evening because to me, it's a vantage point that you don't normally see because it's Upper Bar, second level, so it isn't so high above the city where it's like rooftop and you can't see below you. You can see below you to the Riverwalk below. It's just beautiful. And you look this way and you can see Fiserv Forum and you can see the cool Germania building that has that old copper dome on it. And then you look this way and you see that wall art of the neon fish. You know, you can see all sorts of things from that vantage point, though. But I just think it's absolutely stunning.
It's fundamentally unique. You hit the nail on the head there, right? Upper Bar, right over the Milwaukee River, stunning cut of the downtown skyline. You don't get anything like that unless you are up high, right? But us at Upper Bar, we're right on the Riverwalk. You get the beautiful breeze off the river itself, and then the floor-to-ceiling glass windows. You can't beat it.
I was saying, I hadn't even thought of the breeze, but and that's the other thing. It's like an atrium.
And the patio, too, even.
Yes. That's all I can think of is the terrace, where you just, because you, it's such a beautiful view. It compels you to go outside and really take in the city. And have you go, I love Milwaukee. I mean, just, you know, you can see the arena. It's just, you can see so many things from that vantage point. So I truly think the city view is breathtaking. So now you embrace summertime, the season that we all wait for to go out to all these festivals and all these outdoor events, and you kick off summertime with a party. Tell us about the summer solstice eve party on Saturday.
Well, it's our time to shine, right? The summer is, Upper Bar is the spot to be for the summer. And we're inviting anyone and everybody to come and join us at the Summer Solstice Eve Party. The longest day of the year means the longest amount of sunshine. I'm doing my little dance, making sure it'll be a beautiful day. But we've got a party going on beginning at 4 p.m., going all the way to the sundown and even past it. Where you can enjoy some of our phenomenal drinks. We just published a new drink menu for the summer. We even got, you heard it here first too, these crazy boozy snow cones. Think State Fair, but add in a little bit of old fashioned, add in a little martini, and you've got this really unique, perfect drink for the summer that we'll be selling all night long there at Upper Bar.
That is refreshing. Oh, and that's the other thing. I love the idea of a summer solstice party. Like, I think flowers, I think outside, you know, I just...
Live music even, too.
Ooh, really?
Yes.
Who's playing?
Oh, we've got a variety of artists coming in. We'll start with some acoustic music. We'll move into some DJs. But it'll be perfect out on the patio there, inside with those floor-to-ceiling windows you mentioned, enjoying those sunset views, the music, cocktails, and then, of course, our great, great bar staff, too.
All the sensations. And I like that it is a place where we're talking about celebrate and have a good time. It is refined, yet very welcoming.
Absolutely.
Like you walk in and I keep talking about just how stunning this view is, but it's still very welcome. It's like, oh, come in.
Sandy, that's genuinely one of my favorite things about it. You can dress it up and you can dress it down, right? We've hosted amazing corporate gatherings there where you've got some very crazy deals even happening there, or you can come post show just in your khakis and sandals, enjoying a good time with your Hawaiian shirt. Right? Upper Bar is a place for everybody and to have a great time, a great drink, and hopefully even better company.
And Paul, I love that you say post-show because I think that's another way to help describe where the Upper Bar is and this beautiful terrace. When you go into the Associated Bank Theater Center there and that big rotunda where you can walk this way and go to the bar at St. Kate, you can walk this way and go to the Milwaukee Rep, you take that escalator up to the Stackner Cabaret. That's where the Upper Bar is.
Exactly. Two main entrances. One, just like you said, through the Associated Bank atrium, up the escalators and the dead ahead Upper Bar right on the river there. And then speaking of river, you can even access it through the Riverwalk too. So
it's
outside
that cool
of the
kind of curved staircase you can walk right up.
Exactly, exactly. Great, just like a grand staircase, make your grand entrance, walking right into Upper Bar.
It is photo worthy, now that you say that, it really is. So I love that this really is, the Upper Bar is an extension of the St. Kate. You still don't have to leave the building.
Exactly.
You just walk through the atrium, go up an escalator, and there you are. Or the elevator, whatever you choose. And sunset views. You also have not just the Summer Solstice Eve party on Saturday, but this is going to be a vibrant space all summer long. What are some of the other events and activities that are happening on the other days of the week?
Absolutely. The place is yours, it's mine, it's year-round, right? So happening specifically this summer, we've got our great happy hour, right? Come by 4 to 6:30. It's one of the best in town with some great deals on all drinks. On Wednesdays, we do a great Whiskey Wednesday with a rotating selection flight of whiskeys. Of course, your Martini Thursday, that's where you'll find me. Some great deals on martinis.
Shaken, not stirred, Paul?
Oh, you know it exactly. And gin, not vodka.
Ooh.
And then also on the weekends, we've got our summer sessions happening, where we've got live music happening, different great activations, some themes, and some great cocktail highlights for those as well.
And you talk about martinis and talking about the variety of, like, you can have business folks there, like, man, you tell me you wouldn't be excited about being involved with a Milwaukee business if you're from out of town and you oversee the city from that point of view, from the Upper Bar. That's cool. Or getting together with your girlfriends and like, oh man, we haven't been together in a while. And look, here we are enjoying our city.
That's the thing, right? The second somebody walks in, right? We can talk about Upper Bar all day. You can see pictures of it online, right? But walking in there, man, the look on people's faces, the smiles, the eyes wide as the sun's going through the skylight, the river underneath, the great slice of that like downtown sports district, and the shaking of a cocktail shaker, just like you said.
Yeah.
It is everything you want in summer. It is everything you want out of a social gathering place.
And you kick it up a notch with the boozy snow cones. You can't get them anywhere else in Milwaukee,
no,
right?
No, only with us. We've got limoncello ones. We've got sangria ones, that old-fashioned one I mentioned. Channel your inner child a little bit, but also like your refined sense of self, right? Like it's that fun little touch there, balancing act between the two.
Yeah, limoncello just sounds delicious with a snow cone effect,
mm-hmm.
with that strong summery limoncello flavor. That's fantastic. And sangria, that always makes it nice and sippy and slushy.
Exactly.
And then of course, yeah, you can't ever hurt an old fashioned by having that flavor and that, again, looking out over Milwaukee and drinking an official Milwaukee flavor.
Mm-hmm.
That ties it right up. I love it. So for anybody who hasn't been yet to the Upper Bar, anything else that they should know?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, too, Upper Bar is a great spot for, of course, our summer solstice party in the summer, but we're open year-round and open for you. For everybody that's listening, we can offer private events, semi-private events across the spectrum, birthday parties, rehearsal gatherings, corporate events, of course. But Upper Bar is a modular space able to satisfy almost any gorgeous need for some great being a third place with some cocktails, some great beers, some great whiskeys, and a wonderful view.
That's interesting. I hadn't even thought of that. You know, I'm like, oh, I want to come to the Summer Solstice Eve party, you know, and thinking about casually socializing there before or after a rep show. But to really think about making this a special occasion and making this unique space in Milwaukee, that vantage point as part of St. Kate the Arts Hotel, that's spectacular.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great spot. Open, of course, every day of the week, save for Mondays. It's fundamentally unique and one of my favorite places in the whole city.
Paul, what's the best way to stay up to date on the Upper Bar activities and other special events happening at St. Kate?
So our Instagram is going to be pivotal for Upper Bar. We're posting all the time on there. Please go check it out.
That is a highly Instagrammable spot for sure.
Oh, it is.
What is the hashtag?
Hashtag Upper Bar.
There you go.
It's simple as that. But that we've got weekly specials. We've got so many little events happening throughout the week, throughout the summer, especially some World Cup programming too. And then, of course, our website. It's got our whole event calendar, our whole schedule there, upperbar.com.
Upperbar.com. He is Paul Simak with St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Thank you for spreading the summertime joy and hope to see you at the Summer Solstice Eve party Saturday starting at 4 at the Upper Bar.
I'm buying the first round.
Whoa! And then I'm going to try one of those limoncello snow cones. He is Paul Simak with St. Kate the Arts Hotel. You are listening to What's on Tap on WTMJ.